This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. GMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? It's because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So that was 80s hip hop
from
Super Mario and the closing ceremonies of the 2016 Olympics in Rio. Woo!
If you missed the closing ceremony last night, that there it was in 20 seconds. There you go.
Right. I tried to watch it. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got an Olympic hangover, Super Don and I. I mean, I gave Super Don some crap about it at the beginning. He was so into it, but admittedly, I was too. I like the Olympics. I enjoy excellence in endeavors, including athletics.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing about it, right? Because as soon as it started, I was just into it. We were talking about it.
We did
this. You're giving me a hard time, right?
I was, a little bit.
And then about halfway through the Olympics, I was kind of like, I've already seen the swimming, already seen what I'm blah, blah. And so then you were asking me questions. Hey, did you see the thing where the guys did the stuff?
Nah, you passed the baton. I took the baton toss from you, and then I kept running. I thought it was very exciting to see Brazil in the sudden death showdown in the football, or soccer as we call it, and win the gold. And that was like, I thought that was really cool. If nothing else happened good for Rio, that would be it. Brazil, really, they won the gold in soccer.
The last thing I watched, see now, the Olympic basketball, right? I mean, everybody knew the U.S. that was just going to go in and just mow everybody down, right?
Yeah.
So, but I did catch the end of the Serbia game where they won by like 30 points, big shock. But that was about it for me. And then
that wasn't
night,
so exciting. The, you're right. The basketball wasn't so exciting. They dominated for the most part. But
it was cool to watch. But
the volleyball was very exciting, I have to say. I mean, there were some tight matches. I'm telling you, there were some excellence in that sport and endeavor. And then I watched the mountain biking with great interest. Now that I'm an avid mountain biker in my own right, amateur of course. And did that. But then, thinking about the end and turning on the closing ceremonies last night, and I'm like, I didn't turn them on for long.
No, I lasted maybe 5-6 minutes, and it was kind of like, okay, great, everybody's yay. They're singing songs and forming shapes of things on the floor. And
the video floor was still kind of cool as far as technology, but
it
didn't capture me. I mean, there was like, I don't know, was there any flamenco dancers or anything? I didn't see
anything. There were
many,
yes.
There were, okay. But Barry Manilow wasn't there, so it wasn't interesting.
So anyway, so I turned it off, but then this morning I had to go back and catch the highlights because obviously I wanted to see the extinguishing of the Olympic flame. That's the very symbolic thing. And then I had forgotten, but every closing ceremony, they always have some reference to where the next Olympics are going to be. And apparently,
the
Prime Minister of Japan emerged from a giant pipe, like from the Super Mario game.
Yes.
As Mario with the hat and everything like that, and he was saying, hey, well, I'll see you in Tokyo in 2020.
Well, yeah, but Super Mario is a Nintendo property, right?
It is, yes, which I believe is Japanese.
Yeah. Japanese, for sure. And we have seen of course, the concerns we had for the Rio games. Overall, they seemed pretty good, but you know, the sewage in the streets or in the water
air
there,
pollution, the water.
They were worried about Zika. That was a non-issue, as we know. And then you got the Japanese Prime Minister popping out as Super Mario, and so the handoff from the polluted city to the country of a nuclear meltdown.
Yeah, that's not... That was kind of a...
So we're going from pollution to radiation. Good job, yeah. Olympic Committee. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this was after Fukushima as well that they got the games. And, of course, the concern is that, you know, all these years later, we were pointing out that there was a meltdown and things were real there. And the mainstream press continued to not report on it as if it were a real issue. You know, it was just an isolated event. There's no real impact. And I just, you know, by 2020, 4 years from now, what are we going to see in Japan? The real results of higher levels of radiation. The radiation games, are they going to call it that? It's going
to
happen.
I don't know. I have to assume. I mean, I don't know if there's an actual venue yet.
They're building
in Japan.
Them. They're not up in Fukushima, I can tell you that. They're not planning to have anything. Yeah. No, they're not doing Fukushima venues.
Oy.
Yeah, Oy is right. That's good. A little Yiddish from Super Don. I like it.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, my friend. You've been paying attention. All right, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan has got the notes up. We got Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine, in a little while. I don't want to leave the Olympics yet. I mean, it's not me holding on for dear life because I enjoy them so much, but it's because, well, I think that we're going to have to call the Rio games like the Skepduck games now. Because
it was, right.
First of all, it was Michael Phelps and cupping.
Right.
And how upset they were at how, you know, this like beyond belief, once in a millennia athlete uses an alternative, you know, if you can call it medicine. Oh my gosh, the Skepducks are apoplectic, right? People are going to pay attention to him because they can't argue with success, right? There's no evidence, they say. And yet it gets worse for the Skepducks. Because the two top athletes, I named the number one, or let's say 1 and 1A. I mean, you could argue, let's say there's the land athlete and there's the water athlete. The water athlete, Michael Phelps, par excellence. On the land, who would you say like is the super athlete of the games for the last three games?
Well, I think it's obvious unless you've been living in a cave, Usain Bolt was the superstar.
Yeah, and if anybody was ever named appropriately with that last name of Bolt.
I know, right?
How do they know?
His middle name is Flash, right?
Right. You know, if you're the lady, I'm going to marry Mr. Bolt, and we're going to have the fastest man on Earth eventually. And Usain Bolt, incredible guy. What a personality, right? And he's Jamaican, man. Everything is Irie, man. And he carries a cockiness, yes, but a great joy in what he does. He likes to bring happiness. He likes to bring smiles. Seems like he genuinely enjoys what he's doing. And yet, the story for the Skepducks, if this gets out, we've got it at a homeopathic website, but Usain Bolt evidently bounces back from an injury with the aid of, guess what? Homeopathy. To
dun,
win gold.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, I know. Did you realize in July? Right, July. What are we, in August? It's a month before. He withdrew from the Olympic trials in Jamaica because he had a grade 1 tear in his hamstring. So what did he do? Did he take an aspirin? Did he do an ibuprofen? What did he do? The report here is he went to Germany for homeopathic treatment. And that he improved so quickly by using homeopathy that a month later, he's back in Rio. A month later, and he won gold three times. No, I didn't see any evidence of a gimpy leg. Of a hamstring. And those things can linger for weeks, if not months, if you don't care for them right. And to recover in a month to be the fastest man alive again? Six gold? How many golds did he win in individuals, but then relays?
I do not know that number.
It might be six.
I think. God, I don't know. Let's just say there's nobody on the face of the earth that's faster than him.
Yeah.
He's the man.
1 in 200. Now, he was using homeopathy since the age of 16. Patient of German sports doctor Hans Wilhelm Müller Wohlfahrt. What a name. Wohlfahrt. Excuse me. He uses homeopathy at his clinic in Munich. And he's on record saying, I've been going there since I was 16. Every time he has a problem, he gets good advice and treatments, and he's very close with this doctor. Bolt evidently had scoliosis, so he had low back issues, low back pains and injuries over the years, and this is the guy he went to for treatment. Sports injuries, homeopathic doctor. He's also trained conventionally in orthopedics, but he uses herbal and homeopathic remedies and as well acupuncture. And I tell you what, the skeptics, if this gets out beyond this little blog on homeopathy, they're going to, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there could be a radiational explosion at the skeptic meeting.
You know, that's pretty funny. I mean, I love the, where you're going with this because you've got the, basically, I mean, I think maybe like the one other Olympian that really has gotten a lot of coverage would be that Simone Biles, right?
Yes.
But you had two of the three of the top, the headliners, the stars of the Olympics, using homeopathy and cupping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Should I do another prediction?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think?
I'll give it 2 days.
2 days.
I'll give it 2 days on this because it isn't being widely talked about.
Well, the only way we can get a guarantee is if Hufnagel, the science cat, blogs out or tweets out about this. Because I don't think the mainstream media is going to cover this. They're going to keep this suppressed.
Well, I'll have to go to the big red phone on my desk here and give him a call.
Give him a call. Tyson Gay, also one of the elder statesmen of sprinting, was U.S. U.S. He also uses homeopathy in this doctor. I don't know who these other people are. Boris Becker, though, you remember the big German tennis player? Also,
yes,
went to him, used homeopathy. So this is the thing. Arnica, Montana, if you're athletic at any point, time, day, night, doesn't matter, Arnica's got to be your best friend. The advanced Arnica from our buddy King Bio, Dr. Frank King, is great. When you're talking about healing broken bones, mending bones, fractures, things like that, we've talked about Symphytum, bone set, knit bone, they call it. Symphytum is homeopathic. Ruta, R-U-T-A, is excellent for strains and sprains. And there are so many remedies for injury, acute injury, where you can really measure how quickly you respond from an injury like that. And, of course, the best you can hope for from a skeptic is to say that, well, it's just placebo effect. You know what? That's okay by us. We know it may be more than that, but even if it isn't, who gives a flip? We endorse and embrace placebo, the belief that you can get well faster than you should, according to your doctor. That's a good thing. All right, we're going to revisit the tragic death of Prince up in Minnesota. Definitely an allopathic pharmaceutical approved by the FDA, but could it have been a labeling issue that did him in after this?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Gone are days when rock stars and movie stars died of street drugs overdosing. It is now the era of FDA-approved homicides, suicides, accidental sides, whatever you call these sides. And, you know, we've lost a number of famous folks in the last year, musicians as well. And particularly, you know, it was shocking to hear when Prince died. And a lot of suspicions about did somebody take him out because they were mad at him. Because he took on Warner Brothers and the big labels. You know, I don't know. I have no knowledge of that. I know other shows get into those details. But, you know, my concern was what did indeed kill him. And, you know, it appears that he wasn't an illicit street drug user from all the autopsy results. But clearly we're talking about pharmaceutical drugs. But even then, that doesn't touch it based on this new report. And I don't know, this is on the Associated Propaganda, AP, Associated Press. So, you know, in a sense, it's the accepted news media, and we question a lot about that. I acknowledge that. But they're saying that they found some stuff in his system, including and especially fentanyl, but no prescription for fentanyl. And in fact, if I'm reading this right, Super Don, what you were talking to me about is that these were counterfeit drugs. In other words, they weren't sold through traditional channels, like he goes to fill a script and there was no prescription in Minnesota where he was from either.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens is there's a very common painkiller prescription that's given out that's a combination of acetaminophen and hydrocodone.
Right.
And those are stamped, and you know, because you know, you look at the pills, they always have these like numbers and letters and stuff on them. Those particular ones are stamped with something that says, Watson 385. Why they choose Watson, I don't know, there's a story behind that, but it's Watson 385. But when they actually tested the pill, they found that it consisted of fentanyl and lidocaine and this other drug. It doesn't even have like an actual name. It's got like a designation, U-47700. Mm-hmm. And this particular drug is just incredibly powerful, like fentanyl. And it's actually a drug that hasn't even been tested on humans yet. I mean, it's something that they use in research, mm-hmm. but it's not something that's gone through human testing. And it's been actually abused, and people have gotten a hold of it and used it for, you know, illicit use.
I don't know if we'll ever know if this was something Prince was aware that he was being given, or if he was in so much pain.
No. I'm going to guess no. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the deal. Prince did not have a prescription for any controlled substance at all in the state of Minnesota, okay? So there was no current prescription. So really what they're focusing on right now that they found out what it was that he was taking and how he died, is where did he get these pills from? He obviously got them secondhand from somebody, whether he bought them or something. And it's unfortunate because you see these stories, I do anyway, in the news quite often where you get these clusters of people that are ending up in the ER and dying all over the country in these clusters where what happens is people go to buy these drugs secondhand, you know, on black market. And for some reason, somebody decides that they're going to put counterfeit drugs in there and they're putting these other drugs in there. So people think they're taking one thing and they're actually getting something else and they're dying.
Yeah, and that begs the question, you know, obviously he was reported to be at the local Walgreens or whatever, but he definitely wasn't getting what pills they found here from the local Walgreens. Say what we will about Walgreens, they're pretty controlled. Right.
These came from a dealer who probably ended up buying a bad batch from somebody, probably didn't even know mm-hmm. that he was selling him what he was selling him. And that's just, you know, it's just the nature of when you're buying something, you know, underground. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and when he had that emergency stop in Moline, Illinois, they said these pills were there in retrospect. And, you know, fentanyl can slow your breathing down to you're dead. So even that alone, but when you throw in these others into the mix,
especially
it's not a surprise.
If you think you're taking hydrocodone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you might pop a couple of them, you know, for pain and not realize that you've just now taken a fatal dose of fentanyl.
Yeah. And they said he had diazepam, lidocaine, and hydrocodone acids in his body. Diazepam is anti-anxiety like Valium. And, you know, you combine these things, and it's an absolute mess. And, gee, you know, this is the thing. If he had been doing cannabis, CBD, and I know a lot of these are churches. And if he was LDS or what? No, he wasn't LDS. He was Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness.
They don't like street drugs, right? But they approve of the thing. I've talked about this. I'm going to let it go now. But rest in peace, Prince. I'm sure you're doing some good music up there. We got a question of the day on UTIs coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robin.
What do we do now after the show, now that there's no Olympics to watch, Super Don? It's going to be, well, keep doing the show.
Actually, you know, last night, the Olympics, the Olympic closing ceremony started at 7 p.m. Central.
Okay.
And at 8 p.m. Central was Fear the Walking Dead. It's finally back on again. So
you mean that show that starts in L.A.?
Yes, the one with the alternate timeline.
Oh, okay. So it's actually started. It wasn't just like a preview of what's coming?
No.
All right. Well, no, that's good. That was actually the show. That's good for you. But what about me?
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
So I wouldn't have been able to watch the end of it anyway. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
All right.
I'm happy again. I've got a show on.
All right. Yeah, so my son had to go to an orthodontist today. I think he gets his braces off in the spring. Getting close. But, he's, you know, he could have gone to his cross-country practice. But he's like, no, I don't want to go. and he sweet-talked his mom into taking him home. I'm like, that don't work for me. So I got out on the bike, and I said, you're running while I'm biking. And so, you know, got him up and back and got his workout in the middle of the 95-degree plus. And I was like, well, you're a bad dad. How dare you? I made him drink water before we left, and I gave him a Chromium. That's not a bad dad.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you complaining about, kid?
Exactly. You know, no, he was fine. He was happy he did it, actually. But sometimes you just got to give him that extra motivation. Are you my coach or are you my dad? You're really annoying. Yes, that's what dads are. You were annoying to your kids, right, once or twice?
Well,
or is it
course.
Just me? Oh, all the time.
No, I mean, it's a job requirement.
Right. You know, at least we got that straight. You know, he's like, Dad, you really annoy me. I said, good, I'm doing my job. So, all right. That's how you give the vitamin L. You annoy.
Tough
love, that's right. All right, talk about tough. How about a UTI? Is it too personal to ask if you've ever had a urinary tract infection? You don't have to answer that.
It's not too personal, and the answer is no.
No. See, they're much more common in women than men. That is true. The UTIs are just a pain in the you-know-what. And they're very difficult. Of course, the antibiotics are pretty much the standard of care, as you know, in modern medicine. And even in, let's say, holistic circles, when they don't know what to do, they're like, oh, no, you got to get an antibiotic. So more often than not, they're going to give you an antibiotic, even if you don't want one. And, you know, this is, well, this is why we got the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have to come on and counter these things and give people other options, and that's why we do these questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So, Suzanne writes, get this, I've been using colloidal silver very successfully for almost 2.5 years after over a decade of antibiotics twice a year after repeated infections in the urinary tract. But I have now found that it is no longer working, and I'm so confused as to what has gone wrong. I haven't changed suppliers or anything, and am at a loss as to know what to do, as I'm at the end of the road with the antibiotics and don't really know where to turn now. Or what to do. Do you think it's clear she's not sure what to do, Super Don? I just want to be sure.
I believe she does not know what to do.
What to do. All right. So since that's the case, we will offer a little assistance. Oh, as she says, please, any help or advice you can give me would be so much appreciated as I need a solution. I've been poorly for nearly 2 weeks now. Many thanks, Suzanne. I'm so sorry, Suzanne, that you're suffering. And no advice here. This is just information. It's education. Do with it what you will. Silver can eradicate any bacteria on the planet, including antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So why wouldn't it work? You say you're using the same silver. I don't know what silver she's using. I hope it's Sovereign silver, but this is something that, you know, even Sovereign silver, you can come in after 2 years and say, well, it doesn't work. But why did it work in the first place at all is the question. And with urinary tract infection specifically, silver works not because it's killing the bacteria directly. And you may go, wait a second, I thought you said silver kills all the bacteria. It doesn't matter if it's resistant antibiotics. I said, yes, that's what I did say. But what you must know is about the metabolic pathways of absorption, the fate and transport, as they call it, and then ultimate excretion. If you take it orally, even if you drink it down, but if you take it orally sublingually, that's the way I normally like to take it, it's going to absorb into the lymphatic fluids, which is a systemic benefit, and the bloodstream. And then it'll pass until it gets to the liver, and then it's bound in the liver, the phase 2 conjugation pathways. This is a selenium-dependent pathway, metallothionein, part of the glutathione concept, right? Sulfhydryl groups. They will bind the silver that's used and spent and excrete it via the colon. Now, Super Don, I don't know how your anatomy and physiology is, if you're remembering it from high school. But because I've passed it and I said it goes to the liver, I got a question for you.
Mm.
does it make sense as to why I say that the silver is helping, not because it's necessarily killing the bacteria in the urinary tract, based on what I've said?
No.
Okay. It stumped the assistant producer. No, it stumped the producer. I'm sorry. Our millennial assistant producer is not here. The reason is the liver is the first pass. That which is passed from the liver then would go to the kidneys in liquid form, right? What, that which is designed to go there. But since it's bound in phase two, it's bound and then passed on to the colon primarily. The intestines are now as solid waste. So really, when you take silver orally, it's not going to be utilized by the urinary tract. The kidneys are not going to see much, if any, which is why it's not going to harm the kidneys either, but it's not going to directly help them. Now, there are forms of silver that are very difficult or more difficult to bind and excrete if they're in a complex compounded form, like a salt form or something like that. Now, they might reach the kidneys, but they don't filter it out very well. That could be a little bit stressful. Not to the point of dysfunction. I'm not overly concerned. But I'm relating it in this great detail, this nauseating detail, because I want you folks out there to get this and understand, why does silver work when it's not being delivered to the urinary tract? For 2 years, she'd had success, because her immune system was healthy enough to respond to the modulating impact of silver. It's not just about killing stuff. Silver also modulates immunity. How does it do that? It enhances the function of the B lymphocytes, the white blood cells, the targeting and engaging of the bad guys. It also oxygenates those B lymphocytes because of the silver-oxygen relationship. Up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen silver can carry. Smaller the particle, the ions that carry a lot of extra oxygen in, that floods the B lymphocytes, that helps them in their job of production of reactive oxygen species, ROS. And that is what your own immune system uses to disrupt and disable the metabolic and respiratory pathways of the bad guys, the bacteria. And so through the systemic benefit of taking silver orally over those 2 years, Suzanne, it was enough. Your immune system was kicking into gear. It was sufficient. After 2 years, something's gone wrong. Now, what has gone wrong? It's not that the silver doesn't work. It still works. If it's the same thing you were succeeding with before, it's the fact that something else is not working. In combination with a deeply entrenched UTI that even, well, let me just say it this way. Sometimes the most severe entrenched infections within the urinary tract, even taking the silver orally is not enough because it's not being delivered to the point of foci, the area need, directly. The silver needed to be delivered into the urinary tract to achieve the success, and it would immediately if you could do that, but you can't do it orally. So how do you get it up there? Super Don?
Elevator.
Elevator. It's called a catheter, so it's sort of in the same ballpark.
I like to avoid all references to a catheter. I've yet to need one, and I really don't ever want to.
I'm glad that you don't need it and hope you never do. But if you do...
Heck no, man. Are you kidding
me? If you do, you could knock out a urinary tract infection like the snap, right?
I know, now, but...
What,
yeah,
I know, but you know what?
Listen. No. I'll tell you something. I'm going to say something that's probably going to shock you.
Uh-oh.
I would consider an enema over a catheter. Let me just put it that way.
First time ever.
Believe it or not, you have found something that I want to do less.
Don't stick anything up there, but out back there, okay, if I had to choose. All right, Super Don, you've given us TMI, as they call it. But we're dealing with a UTI, not TMI. How do we counteract it? In that case, the UTI can be taken care of. Now, I will also say, ladies especially, if you're dealing with this, after urination, after sexual intercourse, you should have a bottle of silver hydrosol to drop or spray right on the opening of the urethra after you urinate. Okay, very important. But if you have a UTI and after you urinate, please put some locally, even if you don't catheterize, because that will neutralize the ability of certain bacteria to make its way back up the urethra. To the bladder, ureters, etc., where there may be an infection. So I'm giving you some insight, Suzanne. Now, good luck finding a nurse or a doctor or a UTI specialist who would catheterize, because this is outside of their standard of care, because their standard of care is just antibiotics. Now, I don't want to leave you without knowing some of the basics, like urinary flush with cranberry, right? D-mannose, homeopathic medicines for the urinary tract, taraxacum, dandelion, berberis, the barberry, there are many things that can be done in addition to the silver. And I don't know what else you're doing, Suzanne, besides the silver, but I really wanted to take the time because your question is so important. When people come to me and they say, you know what, I took the silver and my UTI went away, I said, great. I almost don't want to tell them that it wasn't because the silver killed the bacteria. It was because of the systemic benefit to the immune system. But when this happens and it doesn't work, it's not that the silver has failed. There are other challenges involved. The immune system might be tanking, or this might be too deeply entrenched for the systemic benefit to be enough. Okay? So hopefully that's pretty comprehensive for you, Suzanne. I think I've got information on this in the Unlock the Power to Heal, or I might have to expand it again talking about this. All right. Real quick, two quick stories here, and I'm going to have to do them super fast. Nate Diaz, he just lost at the UFC 202, but after the event, he was vaping CBD oil. Vaping CBD, which is brilliant because it's neuroprotective. If there's a brain injury, we talk about the concussive things in football and boxing and that. That is a smart thing to do, Nate Diaz. CBD, vape it. And Stuart Tomp from, pluscbdoil.com, check it out. You can get all the CBD oil you want in all 50 states as a dietary supplement. That's excellent. RSV15 gets you the discount. Also, the Virginia House unanimously voted yay on growing industrial hemp in Virginia. It still has to go to the Senate and then to the governor, but it was 100% yay. And that would be another nullification of federal edicts that are not constitutional if Virginia succeeds at that. We need more of that. And they're right there at D.C. They're connected to D.C. So it's not just the western states that know how to nullify. All right, folks, the Fed launches a Facebook page. What happens next?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Oh, man. All right. Post-Olympic blues. No, we're fine. We're happy. We're having a good time. Going to Las Vegas. Maybe you see Yes in concert. Not sure. Hopefully there'll be tickets available and off time to go. But yes, the American... What do we got? The American Naturopathic Medical Association. ANMA.org. Upcoming events linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Dr. Batar coming up with Advanced Medicine next hour. And the notes are there. Links up in all of our sponsors. You can click them through. And RSV15 gets you 15% off all of the CBD you can get from our friends at CV Sciences. RSV15 gets you 15% off all the things that are keeping Super Don just sleeping well and alive and thriving during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still doing that?
Ease
magnesium and the marine phytoplankton. I love it. You are on, my friend. Let's see. What else? Oh, Ryan Lochte. Definitely losing some big bucks.
I just saw that over the break. I know we were talking about this last week about how it was just inevitable he was going to be losing sponsors.
Yeah,
I told you. Starting to jump ship.
I told you. If he was 21, they'd have given him a pass. At 30 or 31, he's toast. My question to his parents, were they coddling him, never letting him get any consequences for his actions? Did they never punish him, right? He never got in trouble, and if he did, he was bailed out because he was the golden child. See, this is what happens if you raise a kid this way, and they end up saying, oh, I can get away with anything. And now, well, he's going to be short on Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
Right? Speaking
he
of.
He lost his endorsement from Speedo. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, right. Speaking of Federal Reserve notes, the Federal Reserve, launched a Facebook page very recently, and the result is not what it had expected. A little short-sighted, unless they were trying to put their finger on the pulse as to why people hate them. The Fed is, you know, the Federal Reserve Act 1913 established a de facto central bank in violation of the Constitution. And, well, here they are 103 years later joining Facebook. And the comments coming through on the Facebook are pretty telling. I don't know if Janet Yellen had a hand in this, but she's probably yelling at somebody. Why did you do that? Here's some of the, list a few, and you can go link to it. It's in the show notes. some of the comments. Federal Reserve Board. You mean this is the board that selectively destroys the real free market and continues the monopolies of their cronies? That's a mild one compared to some of them coming in. Here's a great one. Single-handedly raped the economy since the 23rd of December, 1913. That is interesting. Ouch. Yeah, ratified 2 days before Christmas. Who was even there? Here's one. I lost weight while liking this page. Oh, wait, never mind. It was the devaluation of the Federal Reserve notes in my wallet.
I thought that was Kurt Wallace, actually.
Our friend Kurt. I thought he dropped a load. I didn't know what he meant until he said, oh, the ferns got lighter.
Dropping a load at the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, like, yeah, you lose your cookie, something. Let's see. I'm guessing this page was created so the Fed could get a snapshot of what people really think. Not looking too good, eh, Janet? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Janet Yellen.
Oh, here's one of the classics. Why is it named the Federal Reserve when it's not federal and it has no reserves? Huh, Janet? Damn it, Janet.
Ah,
right?
That's a good question.
We don't love you. All right.
It's a bit of an oxymoron, right?
Yeah, what is this one? Who uses the word noob?
Noob. Well, okay, that's more of a modern term. You see that term used a lot in video gaming.
Okay.
Where, like, somebody comes on to play, like, an online game with other people, and they're new, and they don't know how to play the game. They call them a noob.
A noob. That's right. Okay. Right. It's not. It's not a derogative necessarily.
No, you're new to the
game.
Just somebody who's just
not a boob, but a noob. Okay.
New to the game.
So this is a comment. Quick question. I'm a noob at this, but I'm trying to take over a country through monetary enslavement and currency destruction. Any pointers? That's great.
That's got to be the best.
That's the best comment of the day on that.
That thing. I found. I mean, literally. Right. I mean, you have got thousands and thousands of comments in here, and everybody just slamming the Fed. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I still await word from Donald Trump. Does he have a comment on the Fed, on Fed policy or anything like that? Haven't heard.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
No.
All right, folks, if we hear something about that, we'll let you know. RobertScottBell.com. All the notes are up, upcoming events, etc. Next hour, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Dr. Bitar answers Alzheimer's. And maybe if we have time, some of your questions as well. Back after the news break. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.